All right. So let's dive into this world of luxury real estate. You've sent over some fascinating articles.
Yes.
Really gets into, where the ultra wealthy are choosing to park their money invest and what's driving those decisions.
Yeah, it's always an interesting glimpse, isn't it, into sort of evolving lifestyles priorities. And I think this is a really good topic for that because it really does kind of show how luxury is changing.
Absolutely. We've got some deep dives on some specific markets like Washington, D.C.,
Right.
Palm Beach, Florida, but also a broader look at trends that are kind of sweeping across the U.S. And I have to say, one of the first things that jumped out at me was just this massive range in what luxury even means,
Oh, yeah.
price-wise.
Yeah, that's a really crucial point. And Realtor.com data really shows that the price of entry into this world varies wildly depending on where you are.
Yeah, like for instance, one of the articles pointed out that a luxury property in West Virginia might be around $750,000,
Right.
while a comparable home in New York City could easily top $5 million.
And think about the income needed to even consider a mortgage on a property like that.
Oh my
You're
gosh.
talking about a difference of almost $1 million in required annual income
Wow.
between those two locations.
Yeah, that's mind-boggling.
It is.
The location clearly played a massive role, but it seems like it was much more at play here.
Definitely.
Speak on location. Let's talk about Washington, D.C.
Okay.
It's always been this hub for power and influence, but what's caught your eye in terms of recent trends?
Well, one thing we can't ignore is the impact of what some are calling the Trump bump.
Right.
The influx of billionaires associated with the Trump administration really shook up DC's luxury real estate landscape.
And it wasn't just those directly tied to the administration. We saw tech giants like Mark Zuckerberg also snapping up properties in D.C.,
Right.
seemingly to gain a more direct line to influence government policy.
Exactly. And that raises some really interesting questions. Is owning a home in DC becoming more about political power than simply a place to live?
Right.
Are we witnessing a shift in the social fabric of the city with these elite circles becoming even more exclusive?
It definitely makes you think about the motivations behind these purchases. Okay, let's move from the political heart of the U.S. to a place known for its sunshine and exclusivity, Palm Beach, Florida.
Okay.
This market seems to be exploding right now. What's fueling this surge?
Palm Beach has seen this huge influx of wealthy New Yorkers fleeing crowded cities, particularly during the pandemic.
Right.
And this, combined with its reputation as a haven for the ultra wealthy, has driven prices sky high.
Yeah,
And we're not just talking about mansions either. Even vacant lots are being snatched up for millions.
It's incredible. It's almost like a modern day gold rush, but instead of old, it's waterfront property and a chance to rub shoulders with the elite. I mean, figures like Donald Trump setting up residence there certainly adds to the allure, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. And it's not just Palm Beach, but Florida as a whole that's benefiting from this trend. They're attracting international buyers too, particularly from Canada and South America.
That makes sense. Warm climate, the waterfront lifestyle is a pretty appealing combination. But I notice another trend emerging in Florida, even with all that available space, a rise in luxury condo living.
Oh, yeah.
What's driving that shift?
It's fascinating, isn't it? Even in a place like Florida, with seemingly endless room to sprawl, the desire for luxury vertical living is taking hold. And it's a trend we're seeing in major cities globally. When space becomes limited, luxury simply adapts and goes upwards.
Yeah.
And Florida, with its influx of wealth and desire for upscale living, is no exception.
So it seems like the concept of luxury itself is evolving,
Yeah.
adapting to new priorities and desires. It's not just about these sprawling estates anymore, is it?
You've hit on a really key point there. Modern luxury goes far beyond just a high price tag or a prestigious address. It's about a curated lifestyle,
Right.
a reflection of personal values, and an experience tailored to individual needs.
So it's becoming much more personalized.
It is.
What are some of the key features or trends that are driving this shift towards a more individualized approach to luxury?
Well, one major trend is this growing demand for homes that reflect a commitment to sustainability.
Okay.
Buyers are looking for eco-friendly features, energy-efficient designs and materials that minimize environmental impact. It's not just about aesthetics anymore. It's about aligning their living spaces with their values.
That makes a lot of sense, especially given the growing awareness of climate change and its potential impact on our lives. But wouldn't that be somewhat at odds with the trends we're seeing in a place like Florida, where development often comes at the expense of natural habitats?
Yeah, that's a really valid point, and it highlights the complexities of this market.
Right.
While there's definitely a surge in demand for sustainable luxury in Florida, the challenge lies in balancing that desire with the realities of rapid development and its environmental consequences.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a conversation that's happening more and more, and it's pushing developers and buyers alike to consider the long-term implications of their choices.
It seems like luxury buyers are becoming more discerning, more aware of the impact that their choices have.
Yeah.
What else are they looking for beyond sustainability?
Wellness is another huge factor shaping the luxury market.
Okay.
Homes are no longer just places to live, but sanctuaries for physical and mental well-being.
Mm-hmm.
Think state-of-the-art fitness centers, spa-like bathrooms, meditation gardens. These features are becoming standard in high-end properties.
So it's almost like bringing the resort experience into the home itself.
Exactly. And let's not forget the impact of remote work. Luxury buyers now expect seamless integration of work-from-home spaces.
Right.
We're talking dedicated offices, high-speed internet, and technology that allows for effortless transitions between work and personal life.
Yeah, it's interesting how the pandemic really accelerated that trend.
It did.
What's fascinating is that this shift toward personalization seems to be influencing not just the features within a home, but also the way people are buying and experiencing luxury real estate. These articles you sent mentioned some really innovative models, emerging things that go beyond the traditional location, location, location mantra. Can you tell us more about those?
Absolutely. One trend that's really capturing attention is the rise of branded residences.
Yeah, I've heard of this, but could you explain it a little bit for our listener? Because it sounds almost like living in a billboard.
It's more than just a name on a building. Imagine living in a residence designed by a luxury car manufacturer like Aston Martin or Mercedes-Benz.
Okay.
These developments offer a fully immersive lifestyle experience that aligns with the brand's image and values.
So you're not just buying an apartment, you're buying into a lifestyle associated with that brand.
Exactly.
It's like a status symbol taken to the next level.
Exactly. And it goes beyond cars. We're seeing fashion houses, hotel chains, even high-end retailers getting in on the action.
Wow.
It's all about offering a curated living experience that caters to a very specific clientele.
That's wild. So we've got sustainability, wellness, the rise of branded residences. What other innovations are shaking up the luxury real estate market?
Another game changer is fractional ownership.
Okay.
Platforms like Arrived are making it possible for smaller investors to buy shares of luxury rental properties.
So you're saying you don't need to be a multimillionaire to own a piece of a luxury property.
Right.
That's pretty intriguing. How does this work exactly?
It's a fascinating model. These platforms essentially pool funds from multiple investors to purchase high-end properties.
Okay.
Each investor owned a fraction of the property and receives a proportional share of the rental income.
Got it.
It's a way to diversify your portfolio and potentially tap into the lucrative world of luxury real estate without needing a massive upfront investment.
So it sounds like it could potentially democratize access to this market, which has traditionally been reserved for the ultra wealthy.
Yeah.
But are there any downsides or risks associated with this approach?
That's a great question. And it's one that potential investors should carefully consider. Like any investment, there are risks involved. The value of the property could fluctuate.
Right.
Rental income isn't guaranteed, and there are fees associated with these platforms, so it's crucial to do your research, understand the terms and conditions, and assess your risk tolerance before jumping in.
It's always important to approach any investment with a healthy dose of caution and due diligence, especially in a market as dynamic as luxury real estate. Speaking of risks, one article you sent really caught my attention. It was a warning from JP Morgan about the growing threat of wildfires to luxury real estate in Los Angeles County.
Yes, that's a sobering reminder of the impact climate change is having on the real estate market, even at the highest end.
Yeah.
Wildfires are becoming more frequent and intense, putting multi-million-dollar properties at risk.
It seems like this is forcing everyone, even the super rich, to rethink traditional notions of desirable locations. If your dream home could go up in flames, suddenly a confront property might not seem appealing.
Exactly. The threat of climate change is no longer something that can be ignored.
Right.
Even in the world of luxury real estate, buyers and investors are starting to factor in these risks when making decisions, and it's likely to have a significant impact on the market going forward.
It's a reminder that even the most exclusive enclaves aren't immune to the forces shaping our world. We've covered a lot of ground here: sustainability, wellness, new models of ownership, and the looming threat of climate change. It's clear that the luxury market is in a state of flux, constantly evolving and adapting to new challenges and desires. Yeah, it really is incredible how dynamic this world is, so much more than just buying and selling property, you know?
Right.
It's about shifting priorities, an ever-evolving definition of what luxury truly means. As we kind of wrap up this deep dive, what would you say are the most important takeaways for our listener who's obviously fascinated by these trends?
Well, I think there are three big things to consider. First, as we've seen, luxury is no longer just about square footage and a prestigious address. It's about a lifestyle that reflects personal values.
So are you saying that developers and real estate agents need to be much more attuned to those values if they want to stay ahead of the curve?
Absolutely. They need to understand what drives these high-end buyers, what their priorities are, and how those priorities are changing. It's about creating experiences, not just selling properties.
That makes a lot of sense. What's the second key takeaway that our listeners should be thinking about?
Well, we can't ignore the growing intersection of wealth, technology, and political power.
Mm.
The Trump bump in D.C. Zuckerberg's investments, these are prime examples of how those forces are shaping the luxury real estate market.
It's almost like we're seeing a new kind of power center emerging,
right,
with real estate as a key component.
Precisely. And it raises all sorts of questions about access influence and the potential impact on the social fabric of these exclusive enclaves.
Yeah, it's a fascinating dynamic to observe. Okay, so we've got evolving values, the interplay of wealth and power. What's the third big takeaway?
Despite economic uncertainty, rising interest rates, even the threat of climate change, the luxury market is proving to be remarkably resilient and adaptable.
But how is it adapting? Give us some specifics.
Well, we're seeing a surge in sustainable building practices, a greater emphasis on wellness and personalization, and the emergence of innovative models like fractional ownership. It's clear that this market is not standing still. It's constantly innovating, responding to new challenges, and finding ways to stay ahead of the curve.
It's like a microcosm of the world itself facing challenges, but finding creative solutions. We've barely scratched the surface of this fascinating topic, but I feel like we've unearthed some pretty valuable insights.
I think we have, and hopefully it's sparked a desire for our listener to explore these trends further.
Absolutely. And as you continue your deep dive into the world of luxury real estate, here's a final thought to consider. We've seen that women are increasingly dominating this market. Some projections suggest they'll control trillions in assets by 2030. So how do you think their preferences will shape the future of luxury real estate?
That's a fantastic question to ponder. As women continue to gain economic power, their influence on this market is only going to grow. Their values, priorities, and lifestyle choices will undoubtedly shape the trends, the designs, and the very definition of luxury itself. It's an exciting time to be watching this space evolve.
Well said. Keep those sources coming, and we'll keep diving deep. Until next time.